Hi there, this is Wafala Bedat. You're listening to the Woman Power Podcast, a subsidiary platform to the Woman Power Summit, the largest event in MENA, with the aim of empowering women and helping them achieve their absolute highest potential. Each week on the Woman Power Podcast, you will hear honest, vulnerable, authentic, real conversations from inspiring women. These women will share their experiences and stories into what it takes to build a successful business and career. The podcast will share insight and inspiration and hopefully inspire action and lead change. Zain is an avid explorer of medical plants and the magical healing powers they have to offer. Her passion towards enriching the lives of those around her led her to Zenergy. Zenergy juices create superfood-filled cold-pressed juices, smoothies, and much more, and delivers them straight to your doorstep in Amman, Jordan. Zenergy juice is dedicated to providing plant-based elixirs that nourish your senses and refuel your energy. Welcome, Zain. So yeah, my question is, have you been in the last few years just with COVID, and how has your business been doing?
So for me, like, I really believe that any opportunity in life, anything that happens in life, it's a matter of how we perceive it. And in terms of COVID, I personally saw not necessarily a weakness nor a threat. It was a strength, because it was like a wake-up call for everyone. Like, guys, come on, drink up your juice, exercise, breathe. Go out, see nature, hang out with your friends, spend time with your family. That's a very important one, honestly. So there was like no excuse. So people became more aware. And then since 2014, I've been playing around with like recipes and juice and detox plans, salary challenges, and what to have in each concoction and in each elixir and all of that. So I took that opportunity to actually... Like, it was like an invitation from the universe, I could say. Like, Zain, yalla, it's time for Zenergy. It's time for you to give birth to Zenergy. That's how I feed with Zenergy. It's a very intimate relationship, actually.
Wow, I feel just you talking about it, like it's a part of you, but also it's like you really humanized your company or your brand. You're just like, it's me and Zenergy together. Like, we're both doing it together as a team.
We are a team. And what I love about Zenergy is that... there's always something new to learn. There's always something new to experiment with, to explore. And like, I've done veganism. I've been a fruitarian, vegetarian, keto, you name it. Like, I've tried so many different lifestyle diets to understand this whole industry of what's good for your body. And if you ask me right now, like, what would Zenergy's diet be? First of all, like, the word diet for me isn't the best word to describe food, because it has the word die in it. And for me, diet is not good. Like, no, I don't want to die yet. I want the extreme opposite. I want to learn about my body. I want to know, like, if I had celery every morning, how would my body react? What kind of workouts are good for me? What kinds of fruits shall I eat now? Seasonal fruits. What's good for me at this season? What's bad for me? How would my body react? How would my mind react? My skin and everything. It's basically like a compilation of everything that I know, everything that I'm passionate about in terms of Ayurveda, yoga, meditation, Chinese medicine, raw food, sprouting, fermentation, juicing, Arabic, Middle Eastern food even.
So you're definitely like completely immersed in your space, which I love, because I think that's how you become an expert. You're like, read the books, spoke to the experts, tried and tested myself. So now I have an opinion about things and I can support people and I can be an advisor and I can guide people. And also, I think when you experience all those things, you're able to really tell what works for you and what works for others. But if I can take it one step back, what was your first job? Did it have anything to do with what you're doing right now?
Okay, so let me tell you something about me. I've been working for myself since I can remember. Like, in university, actually, for 1 year, I worked in American Apparel. You might know it. It was like, American Apparel. Loved it, and I actually miss it. So I worked there for like a year. just like on the floor, staff on the floor. It wasn't something major. Learned communication, and I learned how to convince people into buying things, stuff, and putting colors together and adding them up and like communicating with people from all around the world. But deep down, I knew this is not what I intend to do. It was just like a university part-time job. And ever since then, I would always make granolas, raw food, sandwiches that are gluten-free, bread made out of sprouted sunflower seeds and ground flax seeds with a hint of some kind of Middle Eastern spice in it. You know, so I was always into that. And I started making them and selling them in farmers markets. And I loved going to farmers markets. It was every Wednesday from 12 to 6. I won't forget these days. I would have like a theme. So one day I'll have like a green theme. So I would sell chlorophyll water. I would sell chlorophyll tablets, chlorophyll liquid. I would make granola made from spirulina, which is already green. And I would wear green. And the theme is green. And guys, I'm reminding you, eat your greens, drink your greens, whatever it is, just consume greens. Go see nature, hug a tree, anything. So I kept doing that for years. And yeah, and it was just like me doing the stuff at home and then selling them at the market.
What was it like working with customers? You know, did they try it? Did they laugh at all the greenness? Did they walk right past you? Like, how did they engage?
They loved it. I remember, like, I would, like, be waiting for someone to visit my table. You know, these moments, like, oh, I'm so bored. Come on, I need to speak to someone. And I tried my best to, like, every time a student or a teacher would pass by at the school campus, as I was on the, like, in the market, I would just convince them, like, hey, want to try a shot of green chlorophyll? Chlorophyll comes from the plants, and it's what makes the plants green. So imagine you consuming something so green, something so vital, this vital energy. It just saw sunshine. So basically, you're, like, drinking sunshine. Imagine what a beautiful energy. And I think from how I am and how my own energy is and, yeah, like, I'm just very out there. I'm very loud. Yeah. If I believe in something, I want it to go everywhere, to go viral.
Wow. I feel it. Like, you're the ambassador. You're like, I really believe in this stuff. It's life-changing. Now, for someone like me, it's, you know, there definitely right now is this incredible awareness about wellness and eating well for you and just understanding what we put in our body and reading the labels. And just, there's now more than ever, like, even yani in Bahrain, like, even a year ago we never had like vegan aisles, and now it's like the first thing you would see. So there is a change in culture now where it's like people don't want to eat dairy and they want to eat less sugar, and they want alternatives. Yes. And options. But you know, it gets overwhelming because it's like there's always a new, like, in Arabic we call, like, or in Bahrain we call it hibba, like, it's just like a trend. So how do you stay, like, how do you even start to understand the space? Like, if someone wants to understand what's chlorophyll, or they see it on Instagram, they're like, what is that? Then they see something else like flaxseed, you're like, what is that? Like, it's overwhelming. How do we integrate this stuff into our lives?
That's a great question, actually. And I feel like the first step would be is when you wake up, I would advise them to wake up, drink water if they want with some lemon. I feel when I bombard someone with a lot of superfoods and things to do, things not to do, because there's like tons in my head, they get intimidated and then no action would happen. But I, from my social media and from what I'm learning in life, the way you put the words out there, how your tone of voice is, and your intention. Actually, intention is important. The intention you behind the first step to the person is very important. And I'm so grateful because apparently, like, from what I've been hearing about my social media and stuff, like, I have that nice tone of voice, that nice convincing way to convince people who never knew that white sugar is bad for you are actually stopping white sugar.
Yeah.
So I think it's the intention behind before you make your food, the intention behind anything. My intention just before starting the podcast is also important, how we approach things.
No, I agree with you. And I think like energy is contagious. So anybody who is passionate about something and also is like a natural teacher and can teach other people, I think everyone gravitates towards them. So can you tell me more about Zenergy and how that started? So, you know, you were selling things in the food market, you know, from then till you actually creating your organization, what happened and what made you say, this is my full-time purpose?
Okay, so I'd like to start with the name because it's actually a beautiful story. So I was hiking Everest Base Camp in 2013. We were doing like this fund for the King Hussein Cancer Center. I was actually the youngest person in the team, on the team. I was 21 years old, and my roommate wasn't feeling well. And I won't forget that. We were like at 4,800 above sea level, meters above sea level. It was really cold, and there was really nothing, not even trees at that camp that we were staying in. She's like, Zain, I really need you. Can you come over? I'd love some of your Zenergy. Listen, she said that, and you know those moments in life, or like you've heard of people having these aha moments, or like these moments that like sparked something in you, or like changed your perspective, or like it like flipped a page automatically. She said Zenergy, and I looked at her and I smiled, and I'm like, it's like she reminded me to own that power, or like to regain that power.
Yeah, just like give it a face. Give something that was probably abstract. Yeah, I totally feel you. Like, I think whenever we build stuff, something, we're always on the look for a name. But I think sometimes it comes to you naturally or organically if you're lucky. Yeah. And it just fits. And it falls in line with your mission, and it just sits well with you. Like, even when you say it, like I always say, like you practice it, you're like, and then you, in your case, you've made it a verb. You're like, it's energy. Like, you know, like now you've made it an active word. Like it's.
And then in 2014, at that time I was still in Canada. I was in Toronto, and we were like in a potluck with my friends. And, you know, we're just doodling, we're drawing, making food, just chilling at home with friends. So I wrote down Zenergy, and I still have those papers, by the way, like in my sketchbook. I wrote down the menu, I wrote down the juice plans, I wrote down my mission, I wrote down a few words that would describe Zenergy, like who is Zenergy, some were like nature, nurturing, mother, ancestors, plants, vegetables, fruits, wholesome, superfoods, feel good, and a bunch of others. That was in 2014, and ever since then, I've been working so hard to create Zenergy, to build Zenergy. And you know what? I had a meeting this morning with the staff, like with my team, and I realized there was always more and more and more to do. Like, okay, I've been doing it since 2014, and I'm telling you, this is not even 1% of what I have in mind or what I'd like to create from Zenergy.
This episode is brought to you by Bath & Body Works. Bath & Body Works is your go-to place for gifts and goodies that surprise and delight. From fresh fragrances to soothing skincare, they make finding your perfect something a happy memory-making experience. Now more than ever, we need every little thing to make us feel good about ourselves. And for me, it's putting on a Bath & Body Works lotion from their Japanese Cherry Blossom collection, which is my personal favorite, after a nice hot shower. It's a beautiful fragrant sensation. I reward myself with it every day when winding down, especially after a long day of working from home and taking care of my toddler. It's also such a wonderful feeling when I get complimented by my husband, which adds to the whole memory-making experience. So I'm just really happy for these affordable luxuries that are all about self-care. You can shop their latest collection of lotions, soaps, and candles from their website or at their fun and welcoming stores across the region. Follow them on Instagram at Bath & Body Works Arabia.
You know, if you can sum up Zenergy and the brand, what does it do, you know, at the core of it? What's its service or product?
Okay, as a product, it's a juice. It's cold pressed. There's no additives. There's no sugar to it. Juices only last 3 days in the fridge. We got detox plans. We have salary challenges. A lot of our juices have superfoods in them. So that's the product aspect of it. But what Zenergy is, or what's the intention behind Zenergy, is to remind people, like, guys, please do take care of your body. It's really time for that. Enjoy one green juice every day. Don't count calories, count nutrition. Like, this is so important for me. I've never been on a diet, going back to our previous talk about the diet thing. Like, no, don't do diets. Learn from your body. See, like, if you ate a burger, did it make you feel good? Yes, no. Okay, let's go deeper into that. Why? Is it from the gluten? Is it from wheat? Is it from meat? What's the problem? And I feel if people knew what reaction did that create to their body, I believe we're going to be much happier and healthier.
So yeah. I'm somebody who has always been like struggling with food. From an emotional perspective, it's definitely like an escape. And, you know, I've been programmed by my family, like, oh, let's enjoy ourselves. Let's order whatever we want. Let's celebrate. Let's eat. So like overeating, indulging is such a part of my habit. However, that's not the problem. Today I'm facing, and I feel so many of our listeners are facing the same thing, which is like, there's so many mixed messages out there about taking care of your body. So sometimes it's like, listen to your body. If you want a burger, have your burger. But like, so today I saw a piece of chocolate cake at the cafe I went to, and I'm like, oh, today my body's like, have it. And I had it and I felt sick, like sick. Mm-hmm. Like before this podcast, I was like, oh my God, how am I gonna hold it in, right? But I'm like, but I listened to it. It said like, go for it. Like, you know, I was craving it. So it's like, why is our body telling us to do different things?
Honestly, so I feel as women, and I guess men too, but I, from my experience so far in life, I feel women have it more powerful. We have that gut hearing where it tells you, okay, it's that time of the month where you really need a piece of salmon, or you really need this raw vegan cocoa, hot chocolate, just like with the real deal, not like the sugary stuff and the milk and the chemicals and all that, because it has iron, it's magnesium, it's antioxidants, it's serotonin. It actually helps with the cramping. So let's say I wanted that piece of cake, but I knew that the ingredients that this bakery uses are not so suitable for me. So I feel patience is key in that situation. Like, you would wait until like you would order, or you would go back home and you'll create your own flour. You'll be in control with what ingredients goes inside it so that you can actually enjoy it and not feel sick. I'm very picky with what, if I'm eating outside, I don't usually eat anywhere. Like, I'm very particular.
I think when you want to live a clean, like, and it's not an excuse, but I think if you want to live in a way that you're being good to yourself and you're being kind to yourself, literally I can count 5 places I can go to in Bahrain to eat good, clean food that is fresh ingredients, seasonal.
Nice.
But then it's like, it's so limiting at the same time, because you want to see other people, or, you know, I'm in this area right now, especially if you're working and you're always on the go. So like, that's when like, I'll have a Starbucks sandwich and I will want to hurl after, because it's like the most, you know, just the bread and the cheese. And it's just like, no, but like, I'm hungry. My son is in his play area. I need to eat something. But I think it goes back to planning.
I was just going to say that planning, meal prep is really amazing. Like 2 times a week, 3 times a week, you just prepare all your meals at night. You have them ready and you go for it. And actually, yeah, like in terms of meal prep, I would always prepare my smoothie, because honestly, my smoothie is not just like the banana, strawberry, milk kind of a deal. It has like more than 15 ingredients of like shaga mushroom, bee pollen, spirulina. I'll use a nice base, either coconut water, or maybe I'll have this amazing elixir happening. Like, I'll make a tea like an herbal tea, I would use that as a base, fresh fruits, some kale, some part, whatever. Wow. Yeah, it's always, and it takes time. My smoothies for Zane takes a lot of time. So I would prepare it just before one night before. And all I need to do in the morning is to add the base and mix it up.
So for a lot of our listeners who are working women or who are students or who are on the go, who want to be kinder to their bodies and themselves, you mentioned earlier on that you've been there, done that, done every diet, not diet, but every kind of food experience there is, from keto to vegetarian to pescatarian, like you've done it all. Can you summarize like your 10 or 5 biggest hacks? Like you mentioned water with lemon is a great way to start your day. We've heard this before a lot, but like what else would you say? Like, so you talked about meal prepping and how that's so valuable. Though I can imagine like everyone just becoming lazy, like I'll meal prep this week and next week it's like I'm just gonna watch Netflix. But anyways, like meal prepping, what other things would you kind of
So nature, I would say just walk barefoot in nature. That's a really important one for your immunity. We live in a world where sometimes our feet don't touch the earth, so there's this lack of communication between you and the earth, and there's these negative neurons happening, and like you're not so focused, or you're daydreaming a lot, or your sleep is not good. So grounding, earthing is so important. There's a study that came out, people who actually stepped on stone, on like big stone, have a higher immunity, less chances of being sick than those who just were like, I want to call them human robots, where you just wake up, you do your thing, you go back, you know what I mean? There's no flow. There's no, you're like, you're not being part of nature. You're not out there. You're not in, you're not picking your food. You're not, there's like this, there's gap between you and nature. And after all, we are part of nature.
Yeah.
So that would be my third point. 4, bee pollen. So bee pollen, just a note about that. It's basically the pollen that the bees carry from one flower to the next. And just before they go into the hive, there's like some beekeepers, they have this trap, which traps the little, it's like a little dot. It's like a little big, it's a bit bigger than the chia seeds that traps it. And then the beekeeper would collect it end of the day. So each bee would collect maybe 2. I wish I have an. I don't think I have some here. Anyways, so I would recommend you having 1 teaspoon of bee pollen every day. It's protein, it's vitamins, it's B complex, it's immunity, it's life. It's food filled with life and energy. Just make sure that when you buy your bee pollen, that it's coming from a local beekeeper. So you can't go to the supermarket and buy your bee pollen, and if it says like, this comes from Jordan and you're living in London, don't get it. It has to come from where you live. You need to be, you know, and it's actually really good for those who have allergies, like spring allergies and all that. Number 5 would be
cut out carbs, sugar and dairy.
No, actually I love dairy when it's coming from like a nice place, like, you know what I mean? Like really nice white cheese is actually very healthy. It's protein, it's calcium, it's good, it's filling, it's a meal. Carbs, I love carbs. Sorry for anyone who's doing a keto diet, I'm really not a big fan. Anything that's extreme, I'm not a big fan. Carbs such as quinoa, teff, barley, what else is there?
Brown rice,
wild rice, and all of that, why not? It's so healthy. But when you consume so much of it, and if you don't move a lot in your life, that's where there would become like a stagnation happening. But no, definitely go for carbs, guys. Carbs, why not? Amazing. Good carbs, why not? And even you can get your carbs from sprouts. So I always sprout my stuff, like sunflower seeds, clover leaves, broccoli seeds, mung beans, you name it. Everything, I always sprout everything. And it, honestly, guys, it takes nothing, 2 minutes. You just soak it one night let's say we're doing mung beans or lentils. Lentils are easy. Easy and cheap. Let's put it that way. 1 cup of lentils. Soak it in water overnight. Remove it. Strain it. Shake, shake, shake the strainer. 3 times to 4 times a day, just give it water and keep it on the strainer and shake, shake, shake. In 2 days, you're going to see the sprouts coming out. This is pure protein. This is pure energy. This is, you are making your own food at home. I swear to you, it only takes nothing. It's just a matter of giving it water. That's all.
What about smoothies?
I love it. It's so easy. It's so convenient. You carry the same container with you to work. You can close it. It's super easy. So yes, have 3 main parts of it. So one is your base. So the base could be any kind of milk, any kind of nut milk, you name it. It could be yogurt. It could be coconut water. It could be tea, some kind of tea that you made at home. It could be like hibiscus, let's say. Okay, so that's the first part of the smoothie is the base, the liquid stuff. Second part, your fruit. What kind of fruit do you have today? See what's happening. Maybe like now it's the fig season here in Jordan. So I would use figs, for example. And then you need to add, or not need to, but I would add some kind of superfood. Some kind of food that will give you your superpower to maintain throughout your day. Whether it was maca root, which is a good adaptogen, helps you de-stress the body, as well as ashwagandha. It's also good for you. It's really good for the female body, reproductive system. Goji berries filled with antioxidants, bee pollen, chia seeds. Just add one superfood.
So Zain, can I tell you, like, one of the challenges I face personally is the fact that, first of all, someone like you makes this sound so exciting, like eat nature and like connect with your body. Like these are such great like slogans for how to live life. But I would get so excited, go to the supermarket, buy a bunch of this stuff, come home, make a concoction. It tastes terrible. Like I'm following a recipe or I hear from a friend. And then I would throw it out, leave it there. It just goes bad. And then I stick to my usual routine. How do we add space for experimentation? Like you mentioned a bunch of different things that I've never heard of, but how do I experiment without getting turned off?
Okay, so actually, let me give you this. Okay, there's a, just Google a food chart. Let me see if this is what I want to look into. So basically, there's a chart. Food combining chart. You got it, guys. Food combining chart. Okay, yes, this is the one. So you basically Google that, and this will tell you when you add a banana with a lemon, the taste isn't going to be good, and the smoothie isn't going to be one chunk. It's going to be cut in half. So when you drink it, this is exactly what's going to happen to your stomach. You're not going to feel good. It's going to bloat you, and you're going to feel sluggish. Some foods are really good to combine together. Other foods are really not. You cannot mix melon with bananas. Actually, melons, don't mix them with anything. When you do, you're going to be bloated. You're not going to feel good. Trust me. You're going to have a stomach ache. When you combine, for example, bananas, like the family of starchy fruits with berries, they love to be together. They blend so perfectly, and they actually create the smoothie to be so smooth. And it's enjoyable. So following a food chart, which gives you a guideline, what foods to add with what and what foods not to add together because of the blend, the taste, and what's going to happen to your body, I think that's a good start rather than following a recipe.
Where do you stand on blood tests? So I know people that have done a bunch of blood tests to get their blood to be tested with all these foods, and they figured out like sugar is like, it's bad for you, but even for their blood type, it's catastrophic. So really they should stay away from sugar or like tomato or like eggplant or like very random vegetables. Have you done one of these tests? Are you a fan of just like, because to me, that's another way of just accelerating the speed to get to know your body and what works instead of like trial and error.
I am a fan. So my mom did that, and she's really happy with the results. She actually has this guideline to tell her, okay, mama, like, okay, Rania, These are the foods that you cannot eat, and these are the foods that you can eat. So definitely, definitely, some people are like so busy to be like experimenting with their own body, like what food is good for me, what, you know. And honestly, time is money. Time is just running. So I would definitely do that if you need to. And then there's this one that's the DNA, where they take like a swab from your mouth, and like they send it off to the lab, and you get these amazing results telling you exactly what kind of workout your body needs, what kind of workout your body needs to gain muscles, to lose weight, food, allergies. If you eat this, you're going to feel tired. If you eat a cup of strawberries at 12 o'clock, you're going to gain so much energy.
We would like to thank our wonderful gift partners, Bath & Body Works, for championing the Woman Power Podcast. After a long and tiring day of working from home, taking care of my toddler, and making sure the house is in order, I love to occasionally have a friend over, especially in these isolated times. Our evening is nothing short of delightful after lighting the white barn candles from Bath & Body Works, which completely transforms the whole vibe of my home and is such a mood lifter. It adds so much coziness and warmth, making the dinner all around the more joyous and special. Create your own special moments and give them a shout out on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Bath & Body Works Arabia.
I want to go back to Zenergy, and I want to talk to you about just your business model. You know, in Bahrain, we have, you know, I guess the equivalent of Zenergy. Like, I think every country has one or two brands that are super cool, yeah. Juicing brands, really modern, beautiful packaging, very strong distribution. And, you know, they have really cool flavors. So just from like a recipe perspective, I feel like maybe what sits well with you is not what sits well with like your mass consumer audience. So how do you figure out like, okay, I love my bee pollen, but like my audience wants like just a simple like carrot, apple, orange, like a vitamin C detox thing. How do you recipe plan for your consumer?
Okay, so that's a really great question. So until now, all of the recipes are quite intense, actually. So like when you get the forest green, which is parsley and cucumber and apple and spirulina, you really taste the parsley. It's not like a lot of amount of apples and in a splash of parsley. It's actually a lot of parsley in this container, in your juice. The celery, it's 100% celery. We do not add any water, anything to it. It's just the celery, cold pressed and ready to be served, nothing else. And my idea behind Zenergy is that I want to have access to the space to food in Jordan, and inshallah everywhere in the world I will grow even more, to be able to access such amazing juices, such amazing quality, such amazing ingredients that are unfiltered. It is what it is. And it's something so new, because I live in a country where these things are not common. It's not common for someone to do like a 5-day juice cleanse. It's not like in Europe or in the States. It's really uncommon. But what I love is the trust between myself and everyone else. Because I've been, I've been working on my social media and all of that, and people trust me. And I'm so grateful about that. And I try my best. And actually, like, I take all the orders on the phone, and I love speaking to people to tell them exactly what's better for their body. And some of them, for example, I rearranged a few of their recipes just to make it fit for them. So this is a really important point. But now, like, in 2 weeks, I'll be launching, like, these few juices that are more, like, fruity and more common. So I wonder how the reaction will be. Like, it's like banana, strawberry, and a bit of maca root, mint lemonade, you know, just like typical juices, like orange juice without ginger and turmeric. Just like typical. Yeah. So I started Zenergy the other way around, where I started it with like the intense greens and the black lemonade, the ginger shots, the celery shots, the challenge, tak, 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 tak. So I feel now I just want to give people like this... the space to choose more fruits.
What is the most challenging part of your job that nobody sees? So you have a great social media account, you have a great community, you're generally a very positive, confident, ambitious person. But as business owners, there are days where we're crying or just having like a terrible day, or someone is just like, you know, really devalues what we're doing or is mean about the stuff that we're, you know. So we're always, to me, like we're always running on energy and sometimes our fuels get empty. So what do we not see on social media when it comes to you as a business owner?
Honestly, is that I work 24/7. It's like non-stop. Answering the phone, promoting, taking pictures, making sure this order went correctly, what happened to this order. It's everything. It's the everything needs to be passed through me. And actually...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, like, 5 days ago, I, as you said, I really did not have any fuel. I did not have any energy. So I went and I did kasat hawa in Arabic.
Cupping.
I have a few marks on my back. So I went to do cupping because I just felt like my energy is not flowing in my body. And I took the like the day off for like those few hours. And I woke up the next day feeling amazing. So honestly, as part of this journey, and I'll say to everyone who also stressed out from work, family, stuff, errands and stuff to do, always make time for yourself. Don't allow your own love cup between you and yourself to be empty and then go to work and do things for others while your own cup inside of you is so empty. You know what I mean? It's like you won't drive your car if it has a tiny bit of gas. You'll actually ruin it, no? So you wouldn't do that to your car. But why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we keep pushing ourselves? No, you can do it. Yeah. Go. Wake up early. Wake up even earlier. And I want to go to the gym. And I want to do that. And So I felt I had no gasoline.
I think, Zane, like the most challenging thing, like I'm in my mid-30s, so... In my 20s, I was all about that super fast life, super achievement, 16-hour days, like you said, even on weekends, obsessed with what I'm doing, just faster, 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 faster. I burn out, I recover, faster, faster, faster. Like, that was just my pace. And you know what I find so challenging still is when you want to build a business that is new, or you're in a new category, or there's just a lot of education and awareness to do. Like, there's just so much to do, right? How do you do that, but still take care, like, of your mind and mental health and wellness?
It's a little secret. Just wake up a bit earlier. That's all. That's all. I think you know that. Vasily, just waking up a bit earlier. Like, just a half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever it is. Even 5 minutes sometimes. It makes all the difference. My morning is like, if I don't get time to myself, I swear I'm at the office, I'm at work. I'm not myself. And just that little point, Wafa, hobbies. So we think that I don't know why, like when we were kids or like when we were younger, we would do hobbies. We would play Lego, we would run, we would paint, we would create necklaces from beads and pottery, whatever, puzzles, anything. Play board games. And then I don't know what happens to the human body or that like the human mind where we forget or we ignore that we actually have hobbies, where we actually enjoy movement, we actually enjoy dance and singing, karaoke. And so it's like we lose that. And I feel when we lose that, that's where a lot of errors happen. I feel that's where you lose yourself. That's where you go out with friends and you're not who you are. And it's like this uncomfortable feeling. So hobbies always remind us who we are. And it's so simple. Just play with your hobbies.
I love that. I got a little bit like I got quiet and emotional because I know what you mean. Just like being playful is so important. It's not always about work and KPIs and milestones. It's also, and also working out. It's also like, can we carve?
I feel working out is not a hobby these days. I feel it's mandatory to work out. Or like when I go to the gym and see people, how they work out, or like I feel their intention, it's not their hobby. So I feel gym nowadays is not a hobby. You need to find another hobby.
What is your vision for Zenergy? Like, where do you want to take this business? We're putting out a new podcast episode soon with Lina Khalil, the co-founder of Mum's World. And she said something really incredible, which is like, and actually one of the themes of the podcast has been scaling down. Like, a lot of women start companies and then realize that's not for them. That's scalability, like, you know, hundreds of employees or... And that, you know, just doing all those things. So they end up scaling down, which is fair. And I think Lina was saying something like, don't opt out, like continue to stay on the table, like get your seat on the table. So my question to you is, what is the vision for Zenergy? How, you know, where do you want to take it?
First of all, I'd love to take it throughout Jordan. So not just in Amman and like Irbid, so in all provinces. I'd love to have this this huge campaign happening around the kingdom, talking about health, talking about how sugar is bad for you, how you can substitute white sugar with a date, as simple as that. So I'd love to have that. I'd love to have, Zenergy would love to have her own TV show that's in English and in Arabic, let's say, like a TV, like a really funky TV show, funny, close to the heart, and it's like going viral. Going viral. And I'd love to have different kitchens or like different shops. I still don't have a shop. We are actually a cloud kitchen, so I'd love to have a shop one day. And it doesn't have to be in Jordan, it could be anywhere in the world. But my dream would be, I'm gonna just mention the countries just because I feel very close to these countries. So Canada, Montreal, one over there. And I've never been to Saudi, but I don't know why. I have a strong calling there. Maybe it's because I have a lot of followers in Saudi that I spoke to. And, you know, I just feel close to there. So I would say Saudi. And I would say London or Italy.
You love movement. You know, you're an avid hiker. You're a certified yoga instructor. Yeah. You know, tell me how movement and just... being physically connected to yourself has also helped you.
So posture, working out, yani for me is posture. It reminds me of confidence. It reminds me of my superpower. It reminds me that where I am now, I can gain any power I want. So it's more of a reminder to yourself, to your own self-love than anything else, than how your spine looks like, or what will happen in 20 years if you kept on slouching. So it goes deeper into that. And like a little trick, always take your arms towards the back. Like when you're walking, like carry your fanny pack. I usually don't carry any purse just because it's like, there's always one shoulder going higher than the other. You know, it's just a big tactic. So when you're walking, take your arms to the back. And it's a nice reminder. If you take your arms forward, everything will fall.
Tell us what it feels like. So we can all reverse engineer whatever you're feeling or whatever you're on. So we can be excited. Like, if you eat well, if you understand your body, what do you feel?
Balanced, clarity, motivated, energized, zenergized, and most importantly, happy. And like, you would feel there's like that sweet smile within, between you and your body. Like, you both are smiling. You both know what's up. And it's so beautiful. I don't know how to describe this, but I feel that, like, hey, something in within you, inside of you, is like, you see that there's a flow. You know when you go into with your boyfriend, let's say, into a party, and like at some point you drift away, and then you see him all the way in the end of the party, and like he winks at you, and you're like, you wink back. Like, you know what's up between you two?
You know, I felt that way. I was training for Ironman and I was vegan. So I was doing vegan protein and I was on a meal plan purely, not because I wanted to, but because I had to eat so much throughout the day, regular small meals, because I was also vegan. So I was on a meal plan. I was eating basically raw food almost. And I was working, oh my God, it was amazing. And I was doing 14 to 20 hours a week of working out. It was the best time of my life. And I'm trying to recreate this now. And it's so hard to go back to that space again.
When I was hiking to Kilimanjaro, this porter was like, he asked me, he's like, Zane, how do you eat an elephant? I looked at him, I was like, how? He said, one bite at a time.
And do you think smoothies and juices are good meal replacements?
If they're sufficient, yes.
Okay, last question. I love to end all my podcasts with you. So I'm having a great time, honestly. I wanted to ask you, what do you feel is your superpower?
Even if I'm very tired or I'm not in a good mood or I'm lacking motivation, I'm just like giving up, like on the edges of giving up, somehow I never give up. Somehow I keep going. Somehow I keep this momentum going because I know there's something underlining happening, and I believe in that. I believe in what's underneath all of that that I'm creating. So I feel my superpower would be I'm consistent and I'm disciplined, even if there's a lot of excuses that I might say.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to an episode of the Woman Power Podcast. And thank you for downloading and streaming our podcast every week. If you love what you've heard, tag us on Instagram and follow the Woman Power Podcast and Woman Power Summit account for more information on our next episode. Please leave a rating review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps other women discover the show. That's it from me. See you next week.